This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Personally, I'm a little violent, but, you know, I think I need yoga and meditation. You know, because all the scars on my body and shit, you know, excuse my French, you know, something needs to calm me down. So, you know. Besides hydro, that, you know, that's the main cause of my problems right now, hydro and liquor. So, hydro liquor and girls and the lust for money and power and the purple, thank you. So, you know, I know yoga and meditation calms the spirit, gives you a sense and everything. So I'm going to look into that.
The harsh reality of the inner city does not seem a fertile ground for yoga to take root. In fact, there is only one yoga and meditation center in all of the South Bronx.
That audio comes from the first moments of a video posted on the homepage of the New York-based nonprofit, The Lineage Project. The organization provides alternative tools for physical, emotional, and mental wellness to at-risk and incarcerated youth ages 10 to 21. The Lineage Project provides a unique forum to cultivate resiliency and positive youth development through the teaching of yoga and meditation to over 600 youth annually, providing tools that can transform young lives.
In Nanaimo on Vancouver Island, a pilot program inspired by the Lineage Project has recently been offered to students at Nanaimo District Secondary School by yoga instructor and life coach Regis Chapman. We're joined on the line by Beth Navon, Executive Director of the Lineage Project, and also in the studio by Regis Chapman of Silent Motion Yoga. Welcome to People First Radio, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beth Navon, what were the origins of the Lineage Project and why was it needed?
Well, there was a person who founded the project who had begun in California working with youngsters in the juvenile halls. And his work doing meditation was based on some research that had been done by Jon Kabat-Zinn. And that research by Dr. Zinn was that meditation and yoga had tremendously positive effects on incarcerated adults. And so Soren, our founder, came to New York City and decided that the adult statistics, the adult research, surely could be applied to young people in terms of really helping them take control of their lives. So he came and he founded the Lineage Project, and he began by reaching out to young people at the city jail, and he really found that there were some profound changes. And over the years, now it's been 12 years since then, we have developed programs not only for the incarcerated youth, but for kids who are designated at risk or in need, as somebody else said. And the issue in New York, and it's everywhere, I believe, is that the incarceration for youngsters is not going down. More and more youngsters are being incarcerated, and statistically, if you're incarcerated once, you're going to go back. Very few programs go in and have success. Recidivism is at least 70% within 1 year, and we feel that if you go in and you give these youngsters tools that they can use through our mentoring. Our class teachers are really mentors. And it does, in fact, have an impact. The kids will say to us, once they have to go before a judge, that they remember to take a few breaths. And they remember to move in a very gentle way. And the judge is more apt to be lenient with a youngster who's not coming up and with all their bravado. So We've continued. I've begun to do a little bit of research myself, pre and post, with youngsters, and one by one they say that the ability to take control of their own lives, to really pause before they act. These are kids in New York City who come from 10 neighborhoods, basically. And those neighborhoods are the most impoverished neighborhoods. So there's very little that they're going to go home to that's going to be different. And so we enable them to be different inside themselves.
Regis Chapman, what were the origins of the project in Nanaimo?
Well, my partner Lila Rai and I, we felt that the students that she was teaching in her classroom were exactly like those that Beth was just describing in the Lineage Project, and that yoga could bring some tools for them to be able to mediate their emotionality and anger and acting out.
How did you become aware of the need for this sort of project in Nanaimo in specific?
Well, frankly, just hearing Lila talk about her day from being at work and so on, it was quite amazing for me to have lived in an ashram for so long and then to come out and just see the people that she was interacting with, the youth, you know, being so disturbed and so disturbed by their environment and by their upbringing that they had no tools to be able to manage themselves. And I know, because I grew up that way, that, you know, there was something that could be done about it. And that something for me, after 20 years of searching, was yoga.
Now, a young man named Miguel Gonzalez talks about his experiences in a video which is posted on the Lineage Project website. Beth, can you tell us in the next moment, a short moment, a little bit more about Miguel?
Well, he was a youngster that was very typical of the youngsters coming from a family and environment and exposed to really violence. And he began to respond, as you see on the video clip, and empowered and also began to work with us and for us with the other youngsters. So really, just an incredible sense of his ability to give back occurred to.
Here's that clip.
I was a career criminal for about 9 months. Somewhere in the beginning of it, I just went all out and thought that it was okay to rob people on the streets on a daily basis. So I would just walk around robbing people in broad daylight, nighttime, and just think it was okay. And I thought, oh, it's all right. It was just like free money to me. I was incarcerated for armed robbery when I was 15 years old, and I was released when I was 19 years old. Being incarcerated was a very interesting journey for me. I had to deal with the trials and tribulations that I had to deal with out in the streets, but now with my freedom taken away from me. I've come to learn the only true way one gets rehabilitated is one has to seek to be rehabilitated. So I chose to rehabilitate myself by educating myself and exploring other things in life, such as meditation and yoga, and asking myself questions like, what do I want to be, or what do I want to do when I get released from these facilities?
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Ashta. I'm here with Kevin today. A pilot project in Nanaimo, inspired by the success of a similar New York initiative, has offered yoga and meditation to at-risk youth in the public school system. Yoga instructor Regis Chapman of Silent Motion Yoga in Nanaimo joins us in the studio, and Beth Navon, the director of the Lineage Project in New York, joins us on the phone. Regis, what were some of the results of the pilot project you were involved with?
Well, we did have a couple of really good kids who came out of the project really enjoying yoga and seemed to have some tools. And one girl in particular, Katie, she seemed to to really like it. And then when I was offering adult programs, you know, at the school, she would come and take those programs if she didn't have something else going on. And so she was beginning to do what this young gentleman we were just hearing about was doing and sort of seeking that out. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see as many of the results as I would have liked from the remaining program because we had 16 kids at the beginning and only two of the same kids at the end. So it was because of the turnover of the program, some of the kids go to 5 Acres and so on, you know, or get kicked out of the program for various reasons, attendance and so on, that it was a little bit difficult to see anything other than each individual kid and what the effect was on them.
So what were those were some of the challenges that you faced was the high turnover of students?
Yeah, but the results were, you know, you could see the kids themselves really taking the time, you know, for maybe once in their lives and to actually use some inner tools to get something done rather than to have to resort to smoking or drinking or drugs or some other kind of recreational activity to agitate their minds. They would choose instead to stop for a second and breathe and so on. And that was a very nice thing to see.
Beth Navon, the Lineage Project has been offering its programs for 12 years. What results have you seen from the work? How has it made a difference over time?
The results have been profound. I was just thinking about, as Regis was speaking, about an anecdote, if I might. We teach at the Job Corps, which is a federal program for kids trying to get their education and a job. And this little girl, maybe 18 years old, came into the class. The teacher told me this story. And she was very much not wanting to participate, finally did participate. The next week, my teacher heard her running down the hall saying, "Yoga saves lives, yoga saves lives. Come to the class, come to the class." And after the class, the teacher said, "What did you mean by that, yoga saves lives?" And she said, "Well, last week before I took the class, if somebody got in my face, I would have really hurt them. So not only did yoga save their life, but they saved mine." So that's an anecdote, but there's really the experience that there is a limitation in how much research you can do in detention centers, the same reason as Regis was saying, because there's so much turnover. But we're in a high school, and we really can see that we do a pre- and post-screening, and the youngsters really are able to concentrate, and they're able to sleep better, they tell us. It's really got health effects that the research has shown, and we hear from the youngsters.
Regis Chapman, you're also called Durga Das. You're trained in the Shivananda yoga tradition, and you'll soon open the Silent Motion Yoga Vedanta Center in Nanaimo. You've said that yoga is a community-based endeavor. Tell us more about that.
Well, yoga means union. So yoga and Vedanta together as a philosophy like to consider that the other person is actually yourself. So everything surrounding you is actually you. And the more you do yogic practices, everything from the movement and everything else, what starts to happen is you start to feel sort of a kinship with your fellow person, and you don't take everything like you're just an isolated person anymore. And so as a yoga teacher, and if I'm opening up a yoga center, what I have to do is promote that viewpoint as a sort of a encompassing part of, you know, what we're doing. So in any case, the building itself is a community endeavor in the sense that I have a lot of people who are going to come and help build it. You know, I've got people volunteering. People that I used to be in the ashram with are going to come and help and so on. So there's a lot of sort of community feeling about it. And the natural building ethic is very much a community-based sort of endeavor. So
I'm wondering, Beth, what would you have to say to that? The notion of yoga being a community endeavor, what is your experience of that in New York?
Yes. Interestingly, I just got my yoga certification through Integral Yoga. So I know Shivananda's work, as an aside. Absolutely. The power of connection to each other. We have rituals that begin and end the class. And again, as I said, these youngsters come, the jails are filled by 10 neighborhoods in New York City, and most people can name them. And so empowering these youngsters, having them have a sense of responsibility to themselves and to others, allows them, we believe, to go back into the community or work in the community in a positive way. This tradition, this age-old tradition of Hatha Yoga, is really very impactful for these youngsters, and they want to know about it, and they want to know what it means, and what it means to them, and how they can live in a community that challenges them every day of their lives.
Now, we have just a few moments left. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today, Durga Das Regis Chapman.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank you guys for having me on the program. And, you know, I'm going to try to get into the senior alt program for next year. I know that those kids were asking for it during the few times they were able to attend it. So we're going to do our best to see if we can get in there, even though the junior alt program in general is discontinued now. So thank you.
Okay. And Beth Navon.
Yes, it's a wonderful opportunity to talk to Regis and to you, and to be able to share the possibilities and hopes that lie with this work for children and adults. So thank you very much for letting us be part of it. Thank you, Regis, for letting us be an inspiration.
Thank you.
Thank you to both of you very much for taking the time to join us today. And Regis, thank you for coming in.
Beth Navon is director of the Lineage Project in New York. Regis Chapman is a yoga and meditation teacher with Silent Motion Yoga in Nanaimo on Vancouver Island. You can find both groups online. We close this segment with more from Miguel Gonzalez, a participant in the Lineage Project.
I would say I definitely learned from my mistakes. And at that, I've also learned to have like empathy and sympathy for the victims that I've committed crimes against and their feelings. Yoga and meditation helps me not hurt other people or myself, basically because I feel relaxed and it clarifies my mind, because I feel like sometimes I relapse to an old way of thinking. Sometimes I go back and think like I should be this type of criminal person. And once I start thinking like that, I tell myself it's time to meditate. It's time to do some yoga. Long-term goals would be to have a child, because my fiance is pregnant right now. So I have this child. Provide for that child, move on into bigger and better things, go to college, finish my degree, and hopefully help the youth, continue to help the youth.
People First Radio is an initiative of Colombian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, chly.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.